Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to third. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain scores. Vallow moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Evers reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Evers scores. Callaway moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Trucks reaches second base with a double. Callaway scores. Swift moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Joe Coleman now pitching. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. Trucks scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lapon. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Suter applying the tag. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trucks strikes out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Coleman covering. Safe. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Zernial moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial scores. There goes Hitchcock trying to get to third. Wirtz throws the ball into Kell, who tags Hitchcock for the out. It's 8-3, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trux strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing second base. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Trux covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sushok strikes out. There goes Wirtz. The throw from Tipton to second, and Wirtz is out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal White now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Don Callaway. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Joe Tipton. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Juice strikes out. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift to second, and Moses is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Astroth now catching. Carl Scheib now pitching. Luke Klein now playing second base. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Bud Sushok. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.